during the summer, a lot of musicians go to the north, Flagstaff, Aspen, various places to play festivals and everything, which is great if you don't have a full-time job or children or other commitments in the valley. There are a lot of musicians that were basically sitting around not doing a whole lot during the summer. And the idea was we would meet once a week to sight read music. And those sessions went so well that, you know, we should do some concerts. And we started getting an audience for our sight reading sessions. And, you know, the running joke is you can come and see how the sausage is made.
Running jokes aside, it's been a labor of love for Eric Broomfield, the director of the Arizona Repertory Orchestra. The local orchestra has grown immensely since the seed was first planted in 2006 and includes a wide range of participating musicians.
We have people from all over the world, literally. We have people from the Czech Republic, from Europe, South America. It's a very diverse group, and what unites us all is our love of music, and we want to play this. Everyone's a volunteer. We're there to play. They want to be there. We even had a French horn player that flew in from Cleveland this year to play Mahler 3 in one of our reading sessions. So it's grown, and even now we have a waiting list on our woodwinds to play in the orchestra.
The orchestra's diversity also includes several youth members and allows for a natural mentorship between generations.
We have several students from the Tempe High School playing with us, and they're playing next to people that have been playing in orchestras longer than they've been alive. And it's neat to see the relationships develop. You know, here's someone who's not really played in an orchestra like at this level before, and other people easing them into it and showing them what to do. It's that's another gratifying part of it. And I hope in the future we can do more education projects.
The Grassroots Orchestra has evolved from its original sight reading session mission and is now a full symphony orchestra that's sharing free concerts with the Valley. 3 p.m. on Sunday, August 4th, the Arizona Repertory Orchestra performs Enigmas and Mysteries at Tempe High School. Respighi's Fountains of Rome, Dvorak's American Suite are included on the program that closes with Elgar's Enigma Variations. Arizona Repertory Orchestra's Eric Broomfield is also a historian, and he has some great insights on Elgar's famous work and on Elgar himself.
The Enigma Variations, ironically enough, was the name they used for a German code machine during World War II that the British subsequently broke and actually built one of the first crude computers to help solve. I've done my master's thesis on that, and I've even given a lecture at the NSA on code breaking during the war. And Elgar was quite a character. He never went to music school. He was self-taught. And we always see these pictures of him with the beard and the mustache and looking very imperial in that. He came from, you know, outside of London in a small town, and actually ended up starting an orchestra that was very much like the Arizona Repertory Orchestra and still exists. I've had communication with them. And it was you know, people, professionals, amateurs, and that started to play his music. So we're continuing that legacy.
Eric Broomfield, director and clarinetist of the Arizona Repertory Orchestra. He'll be sharing more food for thought during the pre-concert chat that starts 2 p.m. before the free 3 p.m. concert this Sunday at Tempe High School. For more details, visit kbok.org. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.